IDT affiliation code is basically a code that is assigned to an individual within the billing system that stays with the person regardless of the services they receive. It allows us to identify that person, uniquely identify that person, and then follow them based on the services they receive. So the advantage is that if we know that they're in a specialized program and we know the time frames are in the program because the provider agencies provide us with a roster that says, you know, yes, this unique individual is in the program, what this will allow boards to do and agencies to do is to then accumulate the data that is specific to that person in the specific program. So we talked about, you know, the types of services and then the costs that are associated with those services as well as the outcomes. And one of the things that's been interesting about this IDT affiliation initiative is it's allowed us to bring together different databases around a single individual and get meaningful information out of it. For example, outcomes, you know, there's a database that is strictly for reporting and recording outcomes information for an individual. There's another system that is specific to capturing costs. You know, the idea of the IDT affiliation code, you know, we can draw on information from both those databases for that specific individual or individuals on the roster, depending on how large the program is, to get the kind of information we want. And that's really not possible without the affiliation code. It's a bridge, if you will, between these different kind of disparate databases. Say that 10 times fast. Different disparate databases. The affiliation code becomes the bridge to those.